And then no pressure on me after that. You know, if I'm dead, I'm probably not going to give a crap.
Well, you can only imagine how good it is if it does kill you. Right. It's like, exactly. Oh my goodness.
Death is a good career move.
Right. For everybody else, but.
Yeah, right. I'll be the only one who dies and somehow I disappear in the master tapes.
I love it.
Or something.
Not the petit mort, but the grand one.
Yes, exactly. Oh, the petit mort. Oh, I love a well-read woman.
So I'm very excited for the new album. You're recording with John I. The album is coming out in the spring.
We're shooting for spring.
And we will have a chance to get sort of a sneak preview of a number of these newer songs.
Yes.
And perhaps some brand spanking new songs that came to you in dreams, and possibly in the dead of night on the 12th.
Yes, excellent. You will. Absolutely.
Very exciting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Should we do? Are we continuing the theme of playing some live music? Do you want to go back to some pre-recorded stuff?
I mean, you know,
I don't want to
put
you on the
spot. Thanks for having me. Follow,
smoke.
You know,
smoke. Yeah, smoke. You brought your stuff.
I did. So Gene told me, you know, it's like, you know, when I asked him, you know, to join me on the show, he's like, you know, because Joel generally has a band play, and I didn't want to play for many reasons. My band is quite huge. Last time we played, it was 8 people. Now we're up to 10. So we will fit on the one stage, I promise. So I told Gene, he's like, nah, you know, we're not going to do any performance. And he's like, well, what if I bring my guitar and I'll do something, you know, with my... It's like, okay, now back to me. You know, my band's not here. So what I did bring...
Who's been naughty and who's been nice? Preferably naughty.
So is this a good level over here?
I think it sounds great.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
I
yeah.
think so.
Okay, here we go. So here's a holiday version
so good
of one of the songs from Just a Modern Guy. It may be the least likely holiday treatment. Maybe there's others that are least likely, but this is pretty least likely. But you add a jingle bell to it, and it becomes a holiday song. So here we go. Saw you in a shisha cafe. A blood red fez. Outrageous display. You drew from the narja with a smoldering air. Impetuous darling, so devil may care. Fezalicious, you're so delicious. Fezalicious, you're so suspicious. Oh, baby, don't be so capricious. Fezalicious, you're so auspicious. Istanbul, baby, bejeweled attire. You could bring down the Ottoman Empire. Two finger cymbals, one finger drum. Constantinople, baby, here I come. Fezalicious, you're so delicious. Fezalicious, you're so suspicious. Oh, baby, don't be so capricious. Fezalicious, you're so auspicious. Black tassel resting on your face. Belly rhinestone perfectly in place. You gifted tulips to the world. You're the best gift, baby, my fezzed girl. Fezalicious, you're so delicious. Fezalicious, you're so suspicious. Oh, baby, don't be so capricious. Fezalicious, you're so auspicious. Fezalicious, you're so very, very, very auspicious.
Nice.
Oh, radio people, I wish you could have seen the pursed lips during the pauses between verses. Yay!
That was awesome.
Thank you.
I have visions of, I mean, obviously Sugar Plum's dancing in my head, but you coming down the chimney in like a utilikilt that's like red velvet and sort of ermine lined, right?
Are we talking to, and maybe a red felt fez with the white fuzz on that too? Yeah. And a white tassel? Smitty Claus?
There you go. Next year's costume. Well, right. Thank you.
I want to be on your list. That's fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for making that happen. And I feel like I should thank you, Gene, for making that happen, for sort of poking and being like, well, maybe you could do, why don't you, but you could also.
Sometimes I can inspire.
You
most
did.
Of the time I'm, you know.
You did. Well, I just, I figured, you know, it just fit the holiday.
It's perfect.
I love it.
Perfect.
The sound was amazing. When I saw you pull that out of your bag, I was like,
you know?
Very excited.
Got it. Used it.
Sleigh bells, underrated.
Yes.
It's like, if it's not Jim Steinman, it's, you know, who's it? Iggy and the Stooges on I Want to Be Your Dog. It's there, right?
All right. So I was going to say something else, but I'll address that. So I do the Detroit All-Star Garage Rock Punk Review in Detroit every year. The first year that we did it, we had a band do Iggy and... all the way through the song, I ended up having blisters on my fingers by the end of the song. You know, it's just because, you know, and so honestly, I want to say that in every band I've ever gone into the studio to record with, this has made it on at least one song. I love it.
Why not?
It's my thing.
I love that it hurt you.
Yeah, it did.
It gave you blisters and you still love it. You're like, no, I'm bringing you back.
Well, and they, you know, it was a long, you know, instrumental section, and they played the song twice as long because the audience was bouncing off the walls. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Please make this end.
Yeah. Try to switch off hands or something like that.
I was switching hands, doing them together. Yeah. It's like, oh man. I mean, at first, I got this big smile on my face. You know, about two thirds of the way through the song, I'm like, oh no. Finish your solo. Come on.
The lone tear going down.
Give you lots of blood down your arms.
Yeah, instead of more cowbell, more jingle bell.
Yeah.
Gosh, right.
Well, it's dedication to the art, you know?
Hey, what are you going to do?
So I want to make sure that people know all of the things that are happening. On Wednesday, January 2nd, that's 2 weeks from tonight, right?
Yes.
2 weeks from tonight, the day after New Year's Day, you'll be tuning in to Somerville Access Cable to see Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party.
Yes.
It's run by one half of the gala. We're not sure if it's the top half or the bottom
house
half.
Band. The Ken house McKintry, Sleaze Grinder, and his better half, AC, DC, AC, Stacy, I forget her last name, but Stacy DC is the other producer of the show. But Ken, Sleaze Grinder, it's really his show. But he invited Smitty to come on, and I told the band about it, and they're excited. I mean, if you hear about the show from me, there's no way you're not tuning in, because I love the show, and you could see my face just glow when I talk about it. I love the show.
Well, and the hula hooping that we have to look forward to.
Oh, Jessica Lee Scary doing her dance. It's just, it's really going to be a beautiful show. And as a joke, very tongue-in-cheek, what I compare it to is when the Beatles went on Ed Sullivan. The Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party is the Ed Sullivan, and the Smitty is the Beatles. Of course, I'm joking, but that's what it means to me.
I like it. I like it.
That works.
Yeah, I feel it's a very big shoe.
It is a big shoe.
I'm excited for that to happen. And then just 10 short days after that, because your appetite is going to be whetted by this, you're going to be so excited, and you won't be satiated until Saturday, January 12th at Once in Somerville. It is sponsored by Hubba Hubba. You will be able to see Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. You'll be able to see Smitty. You'll be able to see the gala. You'll be able to see Tiger Bomb, who are in town from Portland, Maine. They're making it their album release.
Yes.
At the show.
For Boston.
For Boston.
They're doing one up in Portland. This is the Boston one.
All over the place. I love it. I love it. And it's going to be a show and a half, four bands that are really going to bring it to the stage. They're going to leave it all there for you on the stage. I understand that there's talk of costumery and plumage being purchased and augmented at the sponsor, which is exciting in and of itself. If you're unfamiliar, hubbahubba.com. Because, yes, if you're unfamiliar, then please familiarize yourself.
Yes.
It's your duty and your privilege. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. I'm here with Gene Dante and Smit E. Smitty. What more should we share with the peoples while you're here?
Well, do you want to play an actual Gene Dante recording?
If you'd like.
Yeah. I would like.
Yeah, what's on your... What you got on your list there?
We played the gala. We played Tiger Bomb. We played the Sugar Blast, Smitty Smitty.
That means I'll have three slots. Is that selfish? Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The nature of being a lead singer.
Well, right? Again, and I love the look on your face every time I say it, you are the headliner.
I know. No pressure, right?
Well, you know, when I contact...
Does that mean I get both head and lines? Because I want them. Can I say that? I can say that because I didn't swear. That was quite clever. I'm going to pat myself on the
and
back.
And it's ambiguous. What do you mean by head? What do you mean by lines?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Should we be going with purity of intent here? Oh,
I don't know. Would people like that one? Yeah. It doesn't bother me.
I'm thinking purely thematically. What are you in the mood for?
Something bouncy and upbeat. I don't know. What's the one everyone... Well, people like Madness to His Method. That seems to be the one everyone likes. If you would like to play that, that would be totally cool.
I would always like to play that.
All right, rock and roll. That's
all right. Gentlemen, I have been delighted to have you on the show.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you very much for being here. Thank you. Absolutely great
to be here.
You are so kind. But please come back again. I'll see if I can tempt you and all 900 of your band members to come in and perform live. Gene, obviously, we would love to have you come back, especially when the new album comes out with your 900 or 450 million.
They're all sequenced now. It's just me and a slideshow.
And a few holograms. I'm
a
into
PowerPoint.
It.
PowerPoint. Yes.
With some GIFs.
Yeah, that's
exactly. I'm very excited. Yes. That's all I want. That's all I want out of life. January 12th, it is a Saturday. Once in Somerville, it's going to be a heck of a show. Go and see these bands. Right here, we got the headliners, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. This is a Madness to His Method.
do the tailpipe drag.
Thank you.
the Winter Project there with Anniversary off Stories of Suburban Discontent, the EP. Little Billy Lost, Do the Tailpipe Drag off Cox of the Walk, featuring Smitty, who we've had in the studio. It was very exciting. Gene Dante and the Future Starlets prior to that. A Madness to His Method, who was also here in the studio. Like, it's just amazing, amazing, amazing evening. Please do not forget to go and see them both perform. It will be happening at Once in Somerville on Saturday, January 12th. For right now, though, you know what I got for you? I got a concert report for you. So I'm gonna make that happen right in your ears right now from Miss Suze. Here it is.
Oh, hello. I'm Suze, and I've got your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. First up, for tomorrow, Thursday, December 13th, for Rock and Roll, Eric Salt and The Electric City are celebrating the release of their new album titled In Leisure Car. That's tomorrow night at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville, with their old pals, Old Jack. It's an early show. Festivities start in the back room at 7 p.m. Another one for tomorrow night for Dream Pop and Ambient Folk. And Jamil and Nova One are at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 9 p.m. Emo Night Boston's latest installment is tomorrow night with resident DJs Luke O'Neill and Nick Grieco at 9:30. Luke is formerly of Dance Night The Pill and currently in the band No Hope, No Harm. For garage rock and indie rock tomorrow night, you can see Stacking Stones Band at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge, tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Next up, for Friday, December 14th, for Punk, the Street Dogs are hosting their 13th annual Wreck the Halls at Brighton Music Hall in Alston at 7 p.m. on Friday. Will Daly is back from touring France and England. He's playing two nights at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville on Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th. Both nights, he is joined by Cliff Notes and Girl Blue. It's another early show in the back room with doors at 7 p.m. and the first band goes on at 7:30. For 1970s-style punk rock and roll, you can see a reunited Red Invasion for their last final show at O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8:49 p.m. That's right, 8:49. They're joined by Funeral Cone, Rooftops, and Evert. And then for soul and R&B, it's the goddamn delightful Mythical Beasts, Second Fridays at Bull McCabe's on Friday at 10 p.m. in Union Square, Somerville. And then another one for Friday night, you can see The Void Union, a band whose aim is to preserve the Jamaican music of the 1960s and collaborate with ska's originators. They're at the Plow and Stars on Friday in Central Square, Cambridge at 10:30 p.m. And now we're on to Saturday, December 15th. I have compiled 9 shows for you. There's a lot going on Saturday night. Women in Music Boston are hosting a holiday party at the Supper Club at Capo in Boston, and festivities start on Saturday at 1 p.m. And you can go to Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge on Saturday to see Mike Gent and friends at 7:30. Emperor Norton's Honkin' Holiday Bash is at Once Somerville on Saturday night at 7 p.m. They're joined by Eddie Japan and Farnocht. On Saturday, you could also head over to Scituate to see the Rationals open for the Smithereens and Marshall Crenshaw. That's at the River Club at 8 p.m. For hard rock and metal, Titans of Industry, Cazador, Z28, and Jureva are at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on Saturday at 9 p.m. For some roots rock, you can head over to Fort Democracy at Democracy Brewing to see Bonus Cat on Saturday at 9 p.m. And one more for 9 p.m., Indie Rock Pop. That's the 4th annual Speed Fossil Holiday Extravaganza. They're joined by Low Sparks at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charleston on Saturday night. Once upon a time, Christian McNeil moved from Ireland to Boston, and he started a band called Hybrazil. It's a nice treat to see the band again, now and again. And this time around, they're joining forces with their pal Jesse D for a holiday show at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 10 p.m. For Country Funk on Saturday, and one more for Saturday night, Comanchero returns to Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And now we're on to Sunday, December 16th, and I have 5 shows for you. Girls Rock Campaign is having a benefit at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 4 p.m. with Girl Skull, The Spots, Charmed and Strange, and Sensitive Subject. afternoon matinee with the Nocturnal Adoration Society, also known as the husband and wife duo of Jimmy Ryan and Donna Sartanowicz. This new collaboration blends a variety of musical perspectives with bass guitar and mandolin and mandocello. And you can see them on Sunday at 4 p.m. at Stubblebine Luthery on Somerville Ave in Somerville. And then on Sunday also, it is Country Christmas with Slim Jim and the Mad Cows, Megan Tracy and the Misconnections, and Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys upstairs in the lounge at Once Somerville. Festivities start at 7 p.m. Singer-songwriters Lisa Bastoni, Janae Halstead, and Daniel Mragla join forces at the Burren in Davis Square, Somerville on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. And of course, tis the season for holiday parties. Next up is Great Scott's holiday party in Alston at 9 p.m. on Sunday. Gold Blood and Associates and special guests. You can bring an unwrapped toy for their annual toy drive for the Department of Children and Families. And now we're on to Monday, December 17th, and I have four shows for you to check out. The best band name for this week's concert report goes to Repercussion. They're a thrash band from Boston playing on Monday at O'Brien's in Alston at 8 p.m. And they're joined by some out-of-town bands, either Restless Spirit and Scalped the Pioneer. Singer-songwriter Samantha Farrell's Holiday Hang is on Monday at Les Zigomats in Boston at 7 p.m. For a reggae improv soul jam, you can go to the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge on Monday night for Iron Mondays with JSN Groove at 9:30 p.m. And if you've heard my concert report before, then you probably know this next show is my favorite named series. Mondays Don't Have to Suck at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Cambridge. The next installment on the 17th, next Monday, is at 8 p.m. and it includes bands Bundles, I Wish I Could Skateboard, Not Like This, and Dogtooth. Next up for Tuesday, December 18th, I have five shows for you. Future Teens, Photo Comfort, and Cornerscape are in the holiday spirit, and they're teaming up to throw a concert benefiting Horizons for Homeless Children on Tuesday, December 18th. Future Teens and Photo Comfort will be playing mostly acoustic sets at Spacious in Cambridge from 7 to 9 p.m. Wintry Songs in 11-part Harmony is a loose collaboration of Boston-based musicians organized by veteran singer-songwriter Jennifer Kimball. They celebrate the holiday season with their annual program of sacred, secular, and wintry pop music, rearranged, reharmonized, and often just plain turned on its head. They're performing two nights at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge on Tuesday the 18th and Wednesday the 19th, both at 8 p.m. For modern, old-time swing, country, and folk, the Vinegar Flies have their next performance for their fall residency at the Cantab in Central Square, Cambridge on Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. And after a run of residency shows at City Winery in Boston recently, Session Americana returned to the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge for a Tuesday residency. There's one more in the series coming up on Tuesday, December 18th next week. I have fond memories of spending dozens of Tuesdays at the Lizard Lounge seeing this goddamn delightful band. And then one more for Tuesday. For reggae, Ghetto People Band's Tuesday residency is at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville at 10 p.m. It's also Taco Tuesday, and they have very good tacos at Bull McCabe's until the kitchen closes at 10 o'clock, and that's when the band starts. And now we're on to one more day for you. Wednesday, December 19th. I've got four shows for you. Indie, folk, and rock, it's Old Fox at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge at 10 p.m. And then singers-songwriters Ashley Zara, Autumn Jones, and Cindy Layton are at Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 8 p.m. The record company is hosting TRC Open Studio on Wednesday next week at their place in Boston from 4:30 to 8:30. It features Oompa recording live in Studio B. And then for classic country, R&B, rock, and blues, Dennis Brennan's weekly residency at the Lizard Lounge Cambridge is next week on Wednesday, December 19th. Dennis and the band play two sets at 9:30 and 11. And the middle set next week features Boston blues musician Willie J. Laws. All right, well, that is your concert report for the upcoming week. I will see you out there.
Thank you, Miss Suze. Making our night, making our week, telling us what to do and where to go. All of the important things that you need to know. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I will be here with you until the midnight hour, so please stay tuned. I really want to continue to hang out with you because I think that would be fun. So let's do it. There's more music I want to play for you, and it's right here. And it's by the Campaign for Real Time. This song right here is Raise Your Hands. Raise them up.
If you hold Pieces.
Show me the money. Surprise party. Surprise. Surprise party off their album Dull. Before that, we heard from This Bliss and their song Believe off their album of the same name. That is Believe. And the Campaign for Real Time, Raise Your Hands off LA Tracks, started off that set. I have a very special message for you, and that is when your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and finance manager. And then before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When you start taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. The AARP understands the many roles that you play, and to help, they've created an online caring resource center for the over 42 million caregivers in the United States who are caring for a parent or a loved one. Now caregivers finally have a place they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts and the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to find resources. This message brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford, which you're listening to right now. This is All the Time with Micah D. I got some more music for you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All for you. Picked it out fresh for you. This right here, The Rationales off their album, The Going and the Gone. This song is Ruby Colored Halo.
Almost leaves me blind. Every time I see you look my way, feels like Judgment Day. My friends all say that you're avoiding me. Your little sister will not let me be, and I find you are both the same. You built on pain, and everything I try to say tonight is just mundane. All blurs between our hearts. A ruby colored halo fills my eyes, blinds my vision just like winter time. Like everything I've always pushed away, you came back. And everything I try to say tonight is just mundane, all blurs between our hearts. It's all clear at the start. For a start.
tell you, gonna tell you why. I like to, honey, but I'm awful shy. So peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, honey, honey, peek-a-boo, hoo, 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 peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, honey, honey, peek-a-boo, hoo, 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 peek-a-boo. I'm gonna spy on you. Oh, let's get on it now. Right by your house about 30 times. Baby, I'm a lucky gonna see you inside. My lovely little woman making me insane. And I hear peering through your window pane. So peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, honey, honey, peek-a-boo, hoo, 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 peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, honey, honey, peek-a-boo, hoo, 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 peek-a-boo. I'm gonna spy on you. Let him have it out. Out in the alley, I'm on the prowl. Feet like a leopard, eyes like an owl. One little thing confusing me. Your old man don't give us no privacy. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, honey, honey, peek-a-boo, hoo, hoo, ba 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 ba. Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, honey, honey, peek-a-boo, hoo, hoo, ba ba ba.
We gotta hit it soon. We're listening for Caddy, I can wait to hear his tunes. The snowflakes falling, they're crazy as a loon. We're snowbound. Yeah, baby, we're snowbound. Slipping and a sliding, waiting on the fire. I'm going just to look at where we're alive. Well, I call it down my term, I haven't made it very far. Well, they're gonna stop us from delivering the snow. And pie, I don't know if we're all. The snow's so deep, I can hardly see what's all. We're snowbound. Yeah, baby, we're snowbound. Spinning and a sliding way down and a fire away. I'm gone just to look at where we're alive.
Off Rock and Roll Party, that's the Ragin' Teens, and Jittery Jack before that, Peek-a-Boo Honey, off his album Jittery Jack. The Rationale started us off with Ruby Colored Halo off The Going and The Gone. You are listening to WMFO Medford. It's just about 11 p.m. That means you only have another hour left with me. I know you only have to put up with me for another hour. And I got some more music for you. I got some more music, and I'm going to play it for you, and I hope you like it. I really do. And right here, this is Megan Tracy with Last Word off her last EP, Fiercely. Her new album is coming out soon, and you can see her performing with her band at Once in Somerville on Sunday night. So do that. Do that. This is Megan Tracy on WMFO Medford.
It's been 46 hours since I've seen you. At least I stopped counting the days. I spent 32 years getting everything clear, but I blinked and you took it away. If there's one thing I've learned, nothing that moves like the rain. It can water the ground, melt you back down. The one thing you're promised is change. But I pray